Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
There's been a great deal of attention over these past couple of days on the ALP National Conference, where Labor's overarching platform and agenda is determined every couple of years. The issue of gay marriage has been the most dominant, the most divisive, and the most surprising, I think, for lots of people, from Julia Gillard down. It quickly became clear there's much more support for gay marriage in Labor than she had imagined, and that the opponents of gay marriage had feared. In a moment, I'd be keen to test the political temperature of our great open house community for reflections on the outcome of the gay marriage debate, but also, as we near the end of the year, how do you rate Labor, Julia Gillard, the Coalition, Tony Abbott, as the sun sets on 2011. Keen to hear from you tonight, 1300 40 2020, or post on our Open House Community Facebook page. The commentary over the last couple of weeks is that Labor is back in the game, they certainly have a long way to go, and that Tony Abbott may be faltering, being far too negative. How do you view them? How are you reflecting on the result of the conference on gay marriage and the prospects when a vote now inevitably comes before Parliament in the new year? 1300 40 2020 or post on our Facebook page. While you do, let's get the latest from the conference itself. Joining us now is my brilliant Sky News colleague, Chief Political Reporter Kieran Gilbert. KG, welcome to Open House.
G'day, Lee.
Great to have you with us, mate. This has been, Kieran, a very different conference this time around compared to the last very controlled and clinical and kind of stage-managed conference under Kevin Rudd a couple of years ago.
It's chalk and cheese. Last conference in 09, Kevin Rudd, it was a new government. They'd been in opposition a long time, and he really did enforce a lot of discipline, and there were no votes. They wanted it sort of a clean-cut affair, and that's what it was. This time, a very, very different set of circumstances. It was robust. It was messy. But you know what, Lee? I think that's a good thing. I think that, and I'm sure your listeners have their views on this, but I think that people like to see politicians expressing their views from the heart. Now, there is going to be a conscience vote on gay marriage. Again, I think that that is a positive thing, because you always see the best of our political figures when they're speaking from the heart rather than the script, and rather than being, the subject of the strictures that we saw in 2009 under the Rudd Prime Ministership.
We're so over the spin. KG, on the question of Kevin Rudd, there's been a bit of a rumpus today over an alleged slight against him in the Prime Minister's speech, leaving him out of a list of great Labor leaders. How do you see it?
Yeah, well, it was. It was an oversight, I think, and it was something she didn't need to do. And he was missed. And as one person close to him said to me, that he felt that he was airbrushed from Labor history. That is a bit of a sensitive reaction too. So I think both sides have got a bit of a bit of answering on this issue. I think Julia Gillard could have avoided the sensitivities in the outset, but Kevin Rudd really he needs to move on a bit, and he is still a contemporary figure in the Labor Party, so he doesn't get that sort of legend status that the Hawkes and the Keatings have. But having said that, beneath all of this discussion is a simmering issue here for Labor, and I think one way or the other it will come to a head next year, whether it is Kevin Rudd launching a challenge or whatever. I just think that it's untenable for this continual talk and undermining that's happening. And I guess early in 2012, something will happen one way or the other, where either the Prime Minister will put him in his box, or Mr. Rudd will see that he's got some sort of base upon which to try and take the leadership, because I think it's pretty obvious that that's what he wants.
Yes. His backers are now saying there'll be a leadership challenge by the May budget. Kieran, how have you assessed the Prime Minister's performance? I heard Chris Yeoman on the ABC's Insiders this morning saying her speeches were flat when she really needed to kind of lift and rise to the occasion.
Yeah, the Friday speech was a dud. It was over-workshopped, it was bland, it was too much rhetoric, it was lines like, we are us and we grow for growth, sort of meaningless rhetoric and platitudes. I think, though, more broadly, if you look at the outcomes of this, there are probably some mixed results. The Labor Party squibbed it when it came to reform of the party and its rules and trying to empower the rank and file. But I think on gay marriage, the Prime Minister got what she wanted, and that is a conscience vote. That's a good thing, and I think it gives her the way forward and an ability to manage what is a divisive issue in the party and elsewhere. Now, the other thing that I think is a win is on uranium sales to India. That is something that she'd put up. She got that through, albeit narrowly today, and she intervened where she needed to try and resolve various matters. There's always, certainly at this conference, there were some very heated and complex issues that needed to be navigated. I think she did that quite well. But publicly, the speeches, as you say, certainly the one on Friday was an absolute dud.
Yes. Kieran, on gay marriage, how have you viewed the way it all unfolded? Were you surprised that there ended up being more support for it on the floor than most, I think, certainly, as I said, the Prime Minister Down had expected?
I was surprised to a degree. I think that there was always going to be a fairly substantial show of support from Labor, from its officials. It is a party, I think, that definitely the rank and file, which is largely in support of the idea, but there is still the Catholic right and some senior ministers like Tony Burke who remain vehemently opposed to the idea. So, you know, that's the issue that really needed to be managed in this conference, trying to get a way forward. When you've got people, Lee, that would be willing to cross the floor, risk expulsion from the Labor Party if they did enshrine this as policy. So it's a passionate issue. I think it's an appropriate one to take to a conscience vote. And the one thing I was surprised about, mate, was Kevin Rudd, when he was asked about it, said that he would look at the legislation and make his decision at that point. I was surprised by that. I thought that Kevin Rudd was a very fierce advocate for marriage as defined under the Marriage Act. So, yeah, that one did take me by surprise.
Kieran, do you think the support in Labor, more than many had expected over this issue, will it turn out, when the vote inevitably comes before Parliament, to be more uncertain? You see, until this weekend, it seemed it had no chance of getting through. Has that changed?
I don't think so. I think it's still very unlikely to get through, even if Tony Abbott did grant a conscience vote. Now, he today was asked about it, and he said that every vote in the coalition is a conscience vote, essentially, because they don't risk expulsion if they cross the floor. I think that's a bit cute, because if he says that this is party policy, it makes it very awkward for members to then cross the floor. If he does give them the imprimatur, the clearance to say, OK, it's a conscience vote, vote as you like, I think more would vote in favour of gay marriage, included among them Malcolm Turnbull, of course.
Okay.
But I think even if that took place, Lee, I don't think that it would get through. I think the numbers would still be there for the status quo.
Right. KG, you live and breathe politics 24/7. Can I ask you the question I'm putting to our open house community? How are you rating the two sides of politics, the two leaders, how they're ending the year?
Well, I think Julia Gillard has got a little bit of momentum, albeit very, very small at this stage and very nascent, if that's the word. But it seems to have been a bit of a shift. It's coming from a very low base. The primary vote's 30%. It's a very awful number for Labor. They are struggling in so many respects. But I think Tony Abbott, while the primary vote for the coalition is strong and you'd still say would be the favourite to win the next election, there is a soft underbelly there. His support is only 34% for his personal approval. That's not good at all for a leader of a party that is proving very popular in the polls. So I think he's got some big issues. He needs to find another gear in the new year, not just the attack dog that he's been.
Can I put you on the spot just finally? Who can predict what happens next week in politics, but do you think Julia Gillard will still be the Prime Minister this time next year?
Oh, wow, that is a tough one,
yes.
Lee. I would say, you know, if I had to put my money on it today, I'd say yes. But,
okay.
Geez, I think it's no certainty. I think that is a very tough one to predict, just because we don't know what's going to happen now with the momentum that she's got, whether it dissipates or whether she does build up a bit more of a momentum in the new year. I'd say yes, but look, with massive caveats.
It'll be an absorbing year to come. Kieran Gilbert, thank you so much for sparing the time for us on a huge day. Thank you.
My pleasure, mate. See ya.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.